Podcast.
Mackie Pups is Mid Argyll's first fully outdoor nursery, and it's operated by ACT, Argyll and the Isles Coast and Countryside Trust. Set against the backdrop of Kilmore Castle, which just happens to be our headquarters, the walled gardens and its woodland provide a fantastic environment for the children to explore, learn and grow. The facility offers fully funded early learning childcare hours as well as private wraparound care. Team practitioners not only experienced in caring for children, but they also have a wide range of skills that make the services as unique as the setting. And I had the opportunity to go and visit the nursery and to speak to Erin Kennedy, the manager, and to Murdo McDonald, the janitor. And here's my conversations with them. We've come into Mackie Pups on the most gorgeous summer day, so really planned that well. But and we're in the old potty shed area, and what a sun trap, Erin.
It's very warm in here today. But we use this area now for kind of gathering time for parents dropping off and picking up their children. We've got our two bell tents which supply shelter on rainy days, although the children aren't interested in that really. They just enjoy getting wet and muddy and exploring. We've been using them for our lunches because we're able to get our school meals catered in the same way as the other ELC settings, which is great. And the hot lunches are now part of the children's entitlement for the 1140 hours, so to be able to provide that is it's really good for us.
And there's the fire pit here ready to go for cooler days. No, definitely wouldn't want to light that today, but I mean that's going to be fab. You can just picture when they're all sat round here on a less sunny warm day, that would be a really nice sort of gathering spot here.
Or a bit of a midgy day as well. Add a bit of extra moss to the fire, just get a bit of smoke going. But thankfully we haven't been bothered by the midges too much over the summer because we were so fortunate with the weather. But the fire circle just gives us a space where they can all kind of join together, and we'll have our snack out here, or we'll gather for a story or a bit of a chat, just kind of a bit of a group time.
And it's a nice sheltered area as well, isn't it? I imagine if it is a slightly colder day, this is quite a good place to be away from
the
wind.
The walls do their job really well. They keep it warm and they keep it protected as well from the wind.
Yeah, I think they knew what they were doing when they designed
these gardens. They definitely did.
It's such a nice use of the space because, mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's an area that those of us who work in Kilmore sort of came and walked around and things, but the fact that it could be used and, like, what was sort of obsolete before is now actually getting put to a really good use, just in a different way.
And our longer term plan for this area here, once we've been able to move into the woodland, is to have this as some kind of growing area. When we got access to this site back in October, one of the middle potting sheds actually had laminated sheets of what used to be grown in here. So it'd be really nice to get the children involved and kind of bringing that bit of history back. They're also really keen as we go through, you'll see the mud kitchen, they really like making their own little potions and things. So to be able to have herbs that they've grown here and helped look after and then use them in their play, it's just going to be a great learning experience for them.
It makes me remember back to my youth when you'd get all those things together and outside.
Make yourself some perfume.
Yeah, rose petals in the perfume, yeah.
I think they're hammering away today, they're making some leaf and petal prints on fabric to make some bunting today, so we can go and have a look.
And that looks over the top of the wall. I can just see what looks to be our hobbit house in construction. Is that what it is?
So that is the two toilets that you're seeing over there.
Right.
So we've got two waterless toilets in situ just now. They've been there since April. And at the moment, the noise is the contractors are making the base for the concrete to be poured in for the hobbit house.
It's going to be so exciting. I'm coming back when that's in, for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fantastic. We can't wait to be in the woodland. It'll just change the dynamic of the setting completely.
So, and how far much of the woodland are you going to access, and what do you think you'll be doing once you can do that?
Well, we're very much taking the lead from the children because we are quite child-led, just in our kind of general philosophy. But they'll be den building, they'll be making their own structures. We've got some child-sized, tools that the children are able to use. They're real tools, real weight, stubby hammers and hand drills, so we'll be getting them put to work to make their own little dens and hideaways, and it'll be so nice to give them ownership of that area as well. Just the way it works at the minute, we're quite pack away, so they don't just have that sense of ownership, which I know they'll get from the woodland, and we're really looking forward to that.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. I think we'll be down to see what they've been up
to. Oh, absolutely, yeah. Come in and join the fun.
Yeah, definitely. So if go through to sort of the garden itself, and I'm really looking forward to seeing this because I haven't been since you've put this all in place. How many children are there in total that you've now got using the nursery?
Over the course of the week, there's a lot.
So you were saying you 2 days a week you're full, and then you've
We're fully booked for 24 children on Mondays and Tuesdays by the end of the February half term, because they get their allocation the Monday after their third birthday. So they pre-book their space during the registration week in the January preceding that. But we do see a lot of children over the week, because there's some that do like a blended placement, so they'll spend a couple of days with us and another few days at another setting. Just to suit parents' working habits, or for where they're going to school.
And this looks a bit different from when I'm last here. So we're looking. It looks like another couple of toilets here. There's a bit of a covered area with a canopy, and it looks like lots of sort of tools and activities and boxes and things. And tell us a little bit what sort of activities are going on and what.
So we've got our mud kitchen here, which, even on a very dry day like today, you will be able to find some mud and some puddles. The children have got access to water just to mix and do whatever they are interested in. So there's been a lot of potion making and a lot of just washing dishes, which has been lovely. I'm sure the parents at home are really keen to hear that. And we've set up some wooden mallets here and some leaves and petals from the gardens just to get some different colours bashed out on them.
Oh, they look, nice, I mean, lovely colours and things, which all have been collected from the walled garden, because it's fabulous planting that we're looking at. And then I can see sort of, looks like a bit of an assault course almost, that they looks like they've been building themselves.
They've been busy building. We encourage them to use a lot of loose parts in their play, and we're just fortunate in our kind of situation where we are that a lot of the local businesses on the industrial estate have been really helpful in donating things like tyres and pipes and planks. The contractors that were working in the woodlands have made the lovely log chairs that are there, and other companies have given us these big wooden boxes. And the children just, loose parts, something can be anything, I think is the basic message that I kind of send out to people. So, what might look like a tyre to you and I might be, it was a lighthouse the other week. There's some children building lighthouses from tyres. And
I see a pipe that looks like a bit of a tunnel. We've got a seesaw, looks like a rubber boy swing, and it's a bit of a half a tank that's a.
So it's half a muscle float?
Half a muscle float that's a bit of a hammock as well.
I think there was water and shells in there through the week. There's still some water. Yeah.
I'll not sort of lie back and relax in the hammock then.
There is another hammock. And the seesaw that's there as well is quite often used as a wheelbarrow ramp.
Fab.
They like to take their wheelbarrows around their obstacle courses as well. And they've got a balance rope there just between the two trees. So just to encourage their kind of climbing and balance skills. It's been really fun to watch the children that have been with us, the nervous ones at the start rope. And by the time they leave us in June, they're like really fast at going up and down and getting themselves along the rope.
So maybe tell people that probably not maybe being familiar with an outdoor nursery and things, what are some of the principles, you said about being child led and things, what are the benefits, and what are some of the principles behind it? Because there's real, it's not just done for the sake of it, there's real benefit in terms of future development, isn't
there?
Oh,
absolutely. I mean, anything, my argument has always been, anything that you can do inside with children, you can do outside. And we found with a lot of our children, just having this freedom without being in a room, without the walls, it helps them settle in so much better. And then the green environment is very calming. It's proven in all children, especially children with additional support needs, that the green and natural environment acts as a calming influence.
No, it's all good, and it's all in that sense, and in the sense of what it means for where they go on to either involved in other settings or when they move on to primary school, and those transitions that are important. But it's fundamentals of that getting it right for every child, isn't it?
Absolutely.
This, and what it will offer. So I mean, it's great to see the kids in here and the difference of you've got young people that are having quiet time and reading versus others that can do the running around to the more active stuff that we're also seeing going on. And that sort of, as you say, being able to express themselves and do what suits them a little bit more. So it's fab to see. So when you do get the woodland area and things, and you've got the Hobbit house, how do you think you'll use that? Have you thought about it at all? Or, I mean, it'll be handy for the winter. I presume that's going to be in, hopefully, before the weather turns a little bit colder than we've got today.
Well, we hope so. There is obviously sounds over the wall today that we can hear. Things are moving. It's been lovely to see actual real life footage of it down at Dunoon at Silver Birch to give us a kind of idea, because we've seen the plans, but until you see it in situ, it's really hard for me to kind of imagine how big it's going to be and what we can use it for. But it'll have a stove in it, so again, it'll provide us with that warm space. Although our parents are great at providing great kit, and we've kind of sent them information about layering up and making sure they've got all the kind of right clothes, so they're not coming in and things that just aren't going to be comfortable or practical. But in terms of what we're going to use the woodland for, everything. I think we've got an idea of having possibly a polytunnel or some sheds to do a bit more gardening on that side. We'll build a bigger mud kitchen, they'll have bigger dens, and just again that ability to make everything a bit more permanent and give the children some ownership over it.
Yeah.
It'll be fantastic. A big sand pit for digging and lots of different swings, and let them build their own assault courses that can come back and add bits to and take bits away from. It'll just be fantastic.
It's such a lovely childhood experience. I mean, to me, it epitomises a little bit what growing up in Argyll and Bute is probably a lot about for a lot of kids, but certainly should be about, because that use of the outdoors, nature, natural environment. And I've certainly had the benefit of seeing the pictures of the Hobbit House in Dunoon, and it's Hobbit House maybe is undersells it, because they're quite a big structure,
they
aren't
are.
They?
They seem like they're going to be quite big, which will be fantastic. So obviously at the minute we are the 2 days a week, and I feel like we're just going to go from strength to strength. I think, yeah, living in Argyll and Bute, a lot of parents choose this kind of outdoor lifestyle anyway.
Yeah.
And we just kind of complement it a bit. But I think that with the focus is going to shift on education to getting everybody more outside, and we're just here at the right time in some respects. But
yeah, I mean, I think it's something that perhaps people don't realise how many settings through Argyll and Bute we've got. You know, that are outside now. It's been a big part of the 1140 hours provision, and there's a real target about getting a good percentage of the learning or the childcare outside with all the benefits. And I think, you know, if you haven't got kids or they're not in nursery, it's probably new to people to realise how many opportunities there are for that. But, you know, what a great opportunity to do
that. I think as well, with starting them off young, being outside and getting that kind of feel for being in nature, we're hoping it'll instill good values in them to kind of look after their wider environment a bit more as they grow up, hopefully.
Yeah, well, I mean, so important, and, you know, so much of our industry ultimately is about looking after the environment, you know, the husbandry of the environment, and using it, or even through visitor and tourism, about promoting that and getting people to enjoy what we've got to offer. So, you know, it's a great start to really embed that in young people.
Definitely. I mean, we've obviously got Myrtle here, who works at helping us make the place look as good as it is, and the children just love nothing more than to follow him with a wheelbarrow to see where he's going and help him move things around. Just to give them that ownership and that responsibility from such a young age, it's just fantastic.
There'll be a lot of happy parents if they carry that home and they follow the parents home with the
and
around with the wheelbarrow and do some of the garden chores.
Definitely.
Maybe I could encourage some of them to come and help me out afterwards.
I'm sure that if there's a wheelbarrow, a lot of our children will definitely be there.
Oh, I could certainly help with that. So I'm talking to Murdo, who's the janitor here, and we've already heard how much loved you are by all
Thank you very much, Murdo.
So, but you're going to tell me about, you've got a connection to the gardens through your dad.
My father was here in 1979-1980. He was a forester. And he retired from the Forestry Commission. He retired a bit early. And they approached him and asked him if he wanted to come up here, because obviously you know the trees. That was when they opened all the paths up. So he's here, he came for 6 months and stayed for 2 years.
Wow.
So that was him. I've actually got a sign that where the toilets are over the wall, he had a shed. Willie's den, it said.
Yeah.
I've got the sign. So what did they do, the girls in here? They put up Murdo's den in the wall, in the door there. So that's the connection I've got here. It's just a shame. I mean, I don't know if affordability and stuff, but they were in there that the work that they've done in there, a lot of it's still there. They've done the stone work and things like that, and they brought the gardens back to life. Yeah. And hopefully, this will do the same. This was one reason that I applied for the job. I worked for the health board for 26 years, and they shut the hospital. So when they shut it, we sat for 10 months, we're not sure what's going to happen here, and I got offered redundancy and I took it. It's probably the best move ever made. This job appeared, I thought, I'll just apply for it, not thinking how it was going to turn out. But as I say, it was the best move ever made, coming here.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all good to work for, a bit bossy, right enough. Many women in me. But no, it's good.
But how lovely to, that your dad did that, yes, and turned the gardens around, yes, and you're doing the same, because it's fair to say it's a lovely space, but it's been a little bit unloved in recent years.
To say the least, yes.
And get the paths in, just getting a bit of space and seeing it used again. Yes.
Well, that's the whole thing. And the more people know about it, the more it gets used. And that's what I'm finding. There's a lot of people coming up for a wee nosy. Because there's a path further across. I don't know if you've seen that at the end of the thing. There's a wasp. That's how we're getting in and out now. If people want in and out of the garden instead of coming through here.
On the occasional time I get out at lunchtime, this is one of the spots that I like to come and walk, because it's fab. But I mean, people could say, I think that's important, people would still do that, but also have the nursery. But with what you're just describing, just getting control of some of it a little bit, and things will help as well.
So that it looks like somebody's lawn, but just to get a grip of it, to clear all the, it was buried in under about 3 foot of debris.
Yeah.
So clear all the debris away, and under the debris, there was snowdrops appeared. There was daffodils. They must have been sitting there for how long. There's no way they could get through.
Just to give a bit of space to.
Yes, and it just, and then as I say, I chopped all that back down in there, and it started to bloom. I also put in some wild flowers. I'm sowing some seeds in there. Wait, they came. I tried some outside, but.
How great. And I heard you tried potatoes as well, and the kids have had great fun with potatoes.
Yes, the potatoes. That was everybody's got potatoes that sort of just sprouting in the house, and that's what I done, and I chucked them in. And obviously, I worked term time, so I wasn't here for like 6 or 7 weeks, and I came back, and I thought, I wonder what they're like, and I got a whole bucket load of potatoes out of nothing.
Everyone was just telling us how the kids, they've eaten them, they've made printing out of them, they've counting with them, all sorts.
So that's the other good thing. And the kids sort of just, I get involved with them to a point. If I'm, like some of them were like digging worms. So if I'm digging something, they come over and they look for worms. Or if they're looking for, frog spawn. So I got them some frog spawn and things like that. So it's good that you can, at first they don't know you, and then it's murder this and it's murder the next thing.
We've heard you've got some willing helpers with wheelbarrows.
Some are willing, some are not so willing. No, most of them are. It gives them another interest.
No, it's great. I think once there's the forest area and the potential to grow things in this potting shed area as well. And we hear you've got a reputation as the man that can fix anything.
I don't fix anything. If they ask me to do it, I try. I'm not a gardener, I'm not this, I'm not that. I mean, I'm a painter. That's what I am. But no, if they say, can you go and try to do this or do that?
It's the optimism of youth that you've got in the kids.
You as well,
the kids, have certainly got that.
That's right, yes, aye. Murder will do it. Murder was to try and fix the cracked earth a few in the summer.
No pressure then.
The earth's all cracked, I'll fix it.
It certainly shows it's a full team effort that the kids benefit from.
Yes, it is. That's the whole thing, that it couldn't work if it was a sort of, I'm employed by the council, you're my boss basically, but it couldn't work if we didn't all work together. If the girls ask me to go and do something, I just go and I'll do it there and then. I don't say, I'll do it 2 days' time. If it's needing done, it gets done. But no, it is a team effort, really helping me out, and I help them out.
So. And it sounds like you're enjoying it.
I do, yes. Aye. It's got its moments. But it doesn't. It's a very bossy. No, I'm all going fine.
Sounds great.
That is great.
It's lovely to come and see you all.
Thank you very much.
It was a lovely day to be at the nursery, but what was even better was seeing the children make their own decisions about how they wanted to learn and play in the environment, and the adventures that they'll be able to have in the woodland will be fantastic. And I also want to thank, in addition to Erin and Murdo, Laurie and Sylvan, Shuna Mercer, Susanna McMillan, Kirsty Rowland and Laura Neville, who are also the practitioners that I had the opportunity to talk to on my visit.
Pippa's Podcast.